We head now to Brazil.
O atual presidente hoje do Brasil prometeu várias coisas e na campanha dele mesmo...
The current president of Brazil promised several things. Throughout his campaign, he complained that indigenous lands were too big and that he wouldn't demarcate even 1 centimeter of indigenous land. Now, indigenous lands in Brazil are very vulnerable for invaders to enter and feel at ease.
Biteche is a member of the Uruwaiwawau, an indigenous tribe living in Brazil's Odoanya state. Once home to a natural landscape almost the size of Kansas, over the past 3 decades, Odoanya has seen more than 30% of its trees cut down. It is now one of the most deforested areas of the Amazon. Advocates like Kleber Bursato, Secretary General of Brazil's Indigenous Missionary Council, are concerned that the crisis is only getting worse under Brazil's new president, Jair Bolsonaro.
We are very worried because indicators suggest that in Brazil, there is currently a new phase of illegal invasions and occupations of indigenous lands that is underway.
Sam Cowie is an independent journalist based in Sao Paulo, and he explains that this is an escalation of a long, troubled relationship between Brazil and its indigenous citizens.
It was at the beginning of the 20th century, the first government body was founded to protect indigenous people. This was called the Serviço Proteção do Índio, the Indigenous Protection Service. This was replaced by the National Indigenous Foundation in 1967 after there were lots of reports of abuses committed against indigenous people, that, you know, they were shot at on their lands, that smallpox and other diseases were purposefully introduced to these tribes, basically to clear the land to make way for large infrastructure projects. Now, this happened throughout Brazil's military dictatorship from 1964 to 1985, where it's estimated that something like 8,500 indigenous people were killed or died of diseases. All indigenous lands were supposed to be fully demarcated and protected as of 1995 under the post-dictatorship constitution, which says that indigenous people have the exclusive rights to their lands. But if we look at Brazil today, we still see many indigenous lands that are not fully protected. And what we've seen, especially since 2015, really, when Brazil really fell into economic and political crisis, we've seen the situation getting worse.
What about Brazil now has a new president and Jair Bolsonaro. What's his take and his relationship with the indigenous community?
Well, Mr. Bolsonaro is a former military man. He served in the army during the military dictatorship. He was a captain. He was a paratrooper. Mr. Bolsonaro has always had a very antagonist stance against indigenous people, according to indigenous advocates. It's very much like the military dictatorship's position, which is, you know, forced integration, that these people are just the same as us. We're all Brazilians. One of the things he tweeted after becoming president was that indigenous lands, there's less than 1 million indigenous people who live on 12% of Brazilian territories. He's long had, you know, a very anti-indigenous stance in Congress, saying that, you know, their lands are too big, they need to be reduced. Who needs protection in Brazil is farmers and producers. And now that he's the president of Brazil, advocacy groups and indigenous people themselves say they are feeling the heat from increased aggressions against them, which they believe is caused by a mixture of Mr. Bolsonaro's very inflammatory rhetoric combined with serious cuts to indigenous protection bodies and environmental agencies.
What is the goal of doing that for the military or for the Brazilian government? I mean, what ultimately are they trying to take back land? Are they trying to control a population? What exactly is the goal? Because there is an NGO that found that at least 14 groups, indigenous groups and territories, were currently under attack in this way.
Yeah, I mean, they're under attack by criminals, basically. These aren't agents of the state. Loggers and land grabbers, you know, in the Brazilian Amazon, What basically happens is that first you go in and you take the wood, and then once the wood's been removed, then you clear the rest of the area, and then you plant some grass, and then you raise cattle on it, and then you try to sell the area over and over again. It's a land grabbing scheme called grillaging. Advocacy groups say that these criminals are in fact feeling incentivized and encouraged by Bolsonaro's rhetoric that, you know, a pretty much anything goes policy is going now.
Sam, can we talk a little bit about the racial and economic element here? I mean, this is obviously, yeah. these are communities of color also.
Yeah, absolutely. They're indigenous Brazilians, of course. You know, they are the most marginalized group in Brazil. Brazil is a country that has more than 60,000 homicides a year. About 70% to 75% of those victims are young black men between the ages of 15 and 30. Now, of course, indigenous people in Brazil make up something like a 0.5% of the population. So they are also very vulnerable in the fact that they don't really have much representation in Congress. The first congresswoman from an indigenous background was elected this year to the state of Roraima in the Amazon. Mr. Bolsonaro said that Roraima state in itself, which is home to lots of indigenous people, it's a very mining-rich state, and he believes that lots of mining wealth is hidden under these indigenous territories. And in fact, one of the things he campaigned on was to open up indigenous territories to mining interests and also agricultural interests.
Sam, what type of environmental impact would that have?
We know that the Amazon is already about 15 to 17% deforested. You know, very specialized leading climate experts, they say that, you know, if this deforestation rate reaches more than between 20 and 25%, then the Amazon could reach a point where of no return, basically. Indigenous lands in Brazil, especially in the Amazon, they concentrate some of the best preserved forests in the country. And that's a real buffer to climate change.
And is the United States in any way involved in this? We know that President Trump has supported Bolsonaro so far.
Perhaps not directly, but definitely you could say indirectly through Mr. Trump's support for Bolsonaro and for the lack of regulations often applied to Brazilian products, especially timber, that head to the United States and are consumed in the United States.
Sam Cowie is an independent journalist based in Sao Paulo. Sam, thanks for your reporting.
Thanks very much.